Something in Mosul.
B'zad Hashem.
Okay, B'zad Hashem. All right, let's begin. It's Yeshiva week, so that's why I'm not, you know, they have the Smichas Kavar shir that I give to the Balabatim, but we took a week off this week, so I can do it Tuesday night.
Recording in progress.
Okay, it's great to see everybody. Okay, let's begin now. Baruch Hashem, we continue upon the Taisim and different readings of the Mishnah, believe it or not. Amazing thing. You work in the Torah Shabbat path, you come up with different readings, sometimes in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins by saying, Erev Sochem Somach Lamincha Lo Yochol Odom Ache Techshach Filo Oni Shubi Yisrael Lo Yochol Ache Yesef. Simplest reading of the Mishnah is that an Erev Pesach at 3 o'clock, a person shouldn't eat until dark. Even an Oni Shubi Yisrael should not eat until he does a Seba. Okay, good. Very good. Poshub Shat in Mishnah. With this in mind, Binyamin, why don't you read today, okay? Is that all right?
Yeah,
just give me a second. Okay. We got the Taisus Devafilu Oni Shubi Yisrael. Let's see the Taisus inside, okay? We got a lot to see, Bishop. You got it? You want me to start reading? Okay, Binyamin?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it. Go ahead. Why don't you, let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Taisus. We got a lot to see, Bishop, the Shem first. Lamaisim. Okay. You know what? I think before we should see the, I think before we should read the Taisus inside, if you could for us, could you read the Rashi and the Rashbam? And that'll be a good introduction for us before we go right to the Taisus. Why don't you just read the Rashi on Vafilu and then the Rashbam, please. Go ahead.
Vafilu, mid-fan is...
No, Rashi. Vafilu oni should be thrill. The Rav Ask Vafilu, the first one. Second white line, Rashi from the top. Vafilu. Rashi on the Mishnah. The second line. Yeah, go ahead.
Vafilu ani Hashem Yisrael lo yafam. Lele pesa zafim. Ad she isav kedera b'nei chorin. Zafar leferos.
So the box says b'nei chorin b'mita. Okay, does everyone see where I read that in the Bach? You see how he puts the word mita right after b'nei chorin? The derech that free people sleep on a bed. I shouldn't say sleep, that they recline on a bed. On a table, zechel cheres. Does everyone see that Bach, how he puts those words in? Yes? Okay, so what do you see from Rashi?
How's it different?
The Rashi and Rashbam say the same thing. It's just to read it better. It says, derech b'nei chorin, zeichel acheres b'mita l'shulchan. He's just trying to express, kederech b'nei chorin b'mita, v'alashulchan zeichel acheres. Want to read the Rashi? Just read the Rashi real quick. Go ahead, Binyamin. Come on, we got a lot to do. Let's go, go ahead. V'afilu oni shubi Yisrael. Rashbam, yeah. On that same v'afilu oni. You want to borrow my Gemara? Maybe it'd be better.
It might be easier.
Okay. All right, let's go, because we've got a lot to do. Vafilu oni shubi Yisrael. Go ahead, someone read the Rashi there. Vafilu oni shubi Yisrael. Jake, go ahead, read the Rashi, then we'll go back to Binyamin. Vafilu oni shubi Yisrael.
Rashbam?
Yeah, the Rashbam. Vafilu oni shubi Yisrael.
Vafilu oni shubi Yisrael, lo yuchav, arvi pesach, man shiyesef, derech nechorim, b'mita v'alashochan, nechorim, b'mita v'alashochan, zech l'acher.
See, that's why I think he changes it. The Bach, this is waking Rashi exactly like his grandfather, Rashbam. So I want you to get down that according to the Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Bartanura is known as the Rav. Did you know that? Reish Ayin Beis, Rubavadim, and Bartanura. The Indian of a Seba is Zecher L'Cheres. Let's get it down in our notes. According to Rashi and Rashbam and the Bartanura, the element of Seba is Zecher L'Cheres. Right? He says it explicitly. Okay? Good to see you, Sam. The element of a Seba is Zecher L'Cheres. There's no doubt. You look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, he says that Aseb is the derech of yeshivas malachim gedolim, the way of kings, great kings that sit, malachim gedolim. So Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Bartanura say Aseb is zeichel cheres. The Rambam just adds on a little bit of a different adjective. He says Aseb is the derech of yeshiva malachim gedolim. This is the way big kings sit. The Yushalmi, in Pirush Yud Aluch Aleph, let's get it, points out that derech of avadim is to eat standing. Here we eat reclining to show that we were yotzei mi'avdus l'cheiros. Okay, so let's get that. Lamaisa Rashi, the Rashbam, Bartanura again, Haseb is Zech L'cheiros 1. 2, the Ram and the Pirish Mishnah, Haseb is Derech Yeshivas Malachim Gedolim. And 3, the Yushami and Pirikud Olach Aleph, the Derech of Avadim is to eat standing. And here, Lamaisa, we eat Beth Seba, to show that we're Yatsum Yavdus L'cheiros. Now, the truth is, Ben, you okay? Okay, we want to make sure we have a minion. Are you coming in from Mincha, Benj?
Do we need a minion? For sure, yeah.
I think you're going to be the 10th man, because if Shmuel's not here, yes.
Okay, fine, so then I'll come for a minion, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Preferable, yeah. Preferable if you're here for sure, you know what I mean? All right? So let's go. So it comes out from the Rashbam, let's get it, and the Rashi, that Haseb is on a bed. Is that correct? Comes out that according to the Rashbam, Haseb is on a bed. Haseb is on a bed. And the Efshur, I know Mishum Shem have Moshev Noah, Noch, because they used to rest on the bed. Mashenkin on a chair or on the ground, you don't rest so well. So Haseba has to dafka be on a bed, because that's a place of resting where you relax. So I want you to get that. It seems like a chair and a ground would not do the job. It could be, though, that maybe a bed was mentioned because that was the derech that they used to what? They used to sit on a bed. So I don't know if dafka need a bed. But I want you to get in your notes. There's what to be mistopic about. When the Rashbam and Rashi say bed, is it dafka bed? Is it a din that a Seba Dafka needs a bed? Or is it enough to have what? Or is it enough to have a chair in the ground? And the only reason why I mentioned the bed is not because it's halacha, because that was the derech. But you see another nekuda. Okay? Again, you follow me? Notice when he says meet, did he mean that's halacha? That was just the derech the way they did it. But you see clearly you need a table. And Reb Chaim says this is included in Haseba. The Derech Cheiros is Dafka on a table. And Reb Chaim says, that's what the Baal HaTanya says, that on in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, do you know what the Seder night you're supposed to have a beautiful table with fine china? You're supposed to have fine china, and you're supposed to set it up really beautifully with the Kalim Noim Zechel Cheiros, and you have to do a Seba on a table with the Kalim, beautiful Kalim on the table, Mishum Derech Cheiros. So Reb Chaim wants to say a table is a big deal. A table is not just mentioned lav dafka. You need a table. If you don't have a table, then it doesn't show derech cheiros. So I want you to get that down. So it seems from Reb Chaim that a table is dafka. We said bed could go either way. But Reb Chaim is insistent that a shulchan is needed. And that might be the chiddush of the Mishnah, according to the Rashbam and Rashi. That an ani must do his utmost to get a table, to get a bed, to get a table, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a seba properly. Okay?
And that would be on top of everything else.
Yes, but incorporated in the recipe of the mitzvah of a seba is you dafka need a what? You need a shulchan and you need a mita. Okay? If you assume it's a din mita. So let's get that, please. That's before we even get to the taisis. This is what we want to be ma'azber from Shitas what? Shitas Arashi and Rashbam. Okay, yes, Jake, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify, when we're saying a bed, that they would relax in the bed and sit in the bed, is this the same bed they would sleep in, or it was like a couch that they would sit in?
I think it is the bed they would actually sleep in, I think. I don't know if it was in the same room, but it seems like they didn't have beds and couches. That whatever they used for this, they would actually sleep on, I think. So that's the impression I get.
Bring the table to the sleeping area?
Or they had another bed for they used to eat on those. They used to have the dining room where they would have these cushions. Yeah, I think so. It says they used to Moshev Nach, that means to rest. Unless it was resting like for a nap, not for sleeping 5-6 hours. I think it was the same type thing. I don't think they had beds with, bed boards and, headboards and springs. Yes, Binyamin, go ahead.
Historically, the way that royalty would eat and they would do parties, would there be a ring of the table, and then you have everyone around the ring on a couch, not parallel to the table.
The couch was on the ring or under the ring?
Next to the ring. Wait, outside the ring. They have all these different couches.
Uh-huh.
And the idea being that you can, that it's that there's only one armrest on the whole couch.
Yes.
You'd be sitting and leaning and with your being able to spread out across it. And that's how royalty would eat. And that's how, like, the whole idea. So if that's considered to be a mita, that could possibly be because you're laying down on it.
Gotcha. But I think that would be a mita.
It's not a sleeping bed.
Uh-huh. They would have a separate bed for sleeping, I mean?
Right.
So maybe it's not the same. Let me do some more looking into it, okay? I don't know. It's a good horror. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
Yeah, I just remember learning in elementary school how, like, it used to be a very comfy bench type of thing, a pillow on the side. So maybe it's like a bench.
Like a resting thing, I mean.
Yeah, like a
resting. I mean, like you're in a nursery school, you had these mats for taking a nap?
Yeah, but more like a couch type of thing.
Elevated, I got you. So, but that wouldn't be the same as a bed.
Right, that's why.
Got you, okay.
It could be that you could still sleep on it.
Maybe. Let me look into it wrong. Maybe it's not the same thing. Whatever it was a place to rest, though. That for sure we know. Was it used for a bed? I'm not sure. We got to look into it. Binyamin and Ariel are saying no. Okay, could very well be. Okay, guys. Excellent. Now we go to Tisus. Let's go to Tisus, Binyamin. You ready now?
Yep.
Yeah, Fiu. Go ahead. Period. So what's he say? He says the havamin is that a sebas ani is not considered a seba because he has no money. He has nothing to recline on, and therefore it's not derech eris. And what's the chiddush? So Tosis is bothered by. I want you to get down in your notes. What is the lash of afilu? What did the Mishnah say? Arve psach b'samach chamichal yocha adam shetesha afilu ani shebi Yisrael. What does afilu ani shebi Yisrael mean? What does it mean afilu? An ani can't do a seba like a rich man. What do you mean even an ani? What do you mean even an ani? What's shayach lashon afilu? He ain't ani yochel lachol be'aseba? Let me ask you a question. If can an ani do this, what I'm doing right now, leaning to the left, an ani can do exactly like a wealthy man. Doesn't mean how much money he has in his bank account. Yes? You don't need any chafatzim to do this, to lean to the left. How hard is that? Doesn't make a difference how much money you have in your bank account. So Toys asking, what does it mean afilu? It's like the Mishnah is so dramatic. And even an ani's got to do a seba. Tois asks, what? What do you mean even an ani? That's Tois's kasha. I want you guys to get that. That's what Tois is bothered by. A lot of times there's an implied kasha in Tois. The implied kasha in Tois, Sam, is what? The Mishnah's got to be so dramatic. Even an ani's got to do a seba. What? What do you mean even an ani? Any Jewish person, I don't care how much is in his bank account, savings, checking, doesn't make a difference. But, you know, checking, savings, everyone can do this. Whether you're wealthy, whether you're poor. So why does the Mishnah make it so dramatic? And I want you to know something, even in Ani. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Okay? And what is Tosis' answer? Binyamin? No. That you read the answer. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes in one line you have an implied kasha and a teretz.
You may have the havamin.
So the havamin is that what? Is that you would need what? You would hasebus ani is not a haseba. Why not? Says the Mordechai in the back, because an ani has no cushions and pillows. He has no pillows and cushions. He only has a bench, a hard wooden bench. And I would think leaning on that hard wooden bench is not cheiris, and he's not chayiv to be hasev. Kamashlan. That's why the Mishnah is dramatic. The Mishnah is dramatic, and it says, Sam, that an ani is chayiv to lean on a bench. And therefore you are chayiv. Because I would think you need chafatzim. Special chafatzim to do haseba. And what are those special chafatzim? Those special chafatzim are what? A mita, shulchan like the Rashbam, in order to do it. And therefore what? And therefore what does the Rashbam and Rashi say? Get it down. They give a different answer, Ariel. What's their answer? The Mishnah's Mechadish that an ani better get a mita and a what? He better get a mita and a shulchan. That's the dramatic mishnah filu ani. So we already have two answers, are you? The second answer is that Rashi and Rashbam are setting up. Why does it say afilu? Because why? Because the chiddush is that an ani has to get even what? The ani has to get a mita and a shulchan in order to do a seba well. Kederach b'nei chorin. And Tosfos says no. Tosfos says a bench is fine. I would add a hav. I mean, it's not fine. Kamash Lana is fine. That's what he means when he says a sebas ani. Loch shiva seba. They ain't law amal lesev except a little bench. The ain't and zed derech eris. You know what? I would have thought that's not enough. Kamash man, it's good. So right off the bat, you can miss and not notice there's a machloik yisir between Rashi and Rashbam against Tosis. Right off the bat. Binyamin, excellent way of reading it. It's an implied kasha with the terrors. Okay? And Tosis is saying against the Rashbam. Okay? Now, yes, go ahead, Sam.
What does Tosfos mean by the Dalek part?
The what?
Yes, Mepharshim, the Dalek.
No, we didn't do it yet. We didn't get up to that. We're in the first line still, okay? We're in the first terrence, okay? We'll get up when we get up to that. Okay, we got that so far? Okay, I gave you the Tos HaRosh. Let's get it. What does the Tos HaRosh say? Sam, the Tos HaRosh gives a third shot. Please get it, guys. What's the third shot of the Tos HaRosh? Kamash Mlan, even an Ani who never eats Derech Lis Lecho Beseba. Like Binyamin said, he doesn't have the ability to spread out in that ring. He's Chaya Beseba. And that's even the Ani, it's not the Derech. Even an Ani that's not the Derech to do a Seba, the Chiddush is you do a Seba. Even an Ani that's not the Derech to do a Seba. Even on it's not the derech to do a seba, what is chayiv? And who are some people that's not the derech to do a seba? So the netziv in the sefer Rumesod and Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Tov Ayin Beis, Siv Dalet, saying ani, who's not the derech to do a seba, is chayiv be a seba. I would have thought he's putter. Like the Rashbam writes, women are putter in a seba. Why? Because they're not their derech to do. The Rashbam writes on Kuf Chesem and Aleph. And the Rav Yah, who's the Rav Yah? The Rishon, which I gave you in the Ramah. That's why I gave you the Ramah early in the Mar Mekaymus. Sif Tof Ayin Bey Sif Dalin. Bizman Azed, does anyone do a Seba? No. Now, do we agree with that? We rely on it for women. Women don't do a Seba at the Seder. You can hold like the Rav Yah. We don't say it like that, when I'm going to feel bad. But Lamaisa, the women hold like the Rav Yah. The men don't rely on the Rav Yah. But the Rav Yos said both men, women, and children don't do a Seba, because no one does that nowadays. No one eats like that. You got to know that opinion of the Rav Yos. So I'm just giving you a model. Women's not that they're doing a Seba. The Rav Yos says no one does a Seba nowadays. I would have, I mean, the Ani doesn't eat like that. So if an Ani doesn't eat like that, Ariel, I would think an Ani's not Mechuyev in a Seba. Kamash Mlani's Mechuyev. Third shot so far now. Third shot. Yes, Yosef.
And it's his argument for Rashbam.
Yeah, the Tos HaRosh, noob shot. This is number three. We're embellishing the Tos HaRosh by saying, I would add a havamina that their potter is not the derech, just like women are taka potter, just like Bizman is that everyone is potter according to Rav Yah. Kamash Mlan Ani is chayiv. That's the chiddush of afilu Ani. There's a chiddush here, guys. When you see the word afilu, it's a chiddush. Even. What is the chiddush? According to Tosfos, the Chiddush is that you have to get a what a mita and a shulchan. According to Rashi and Rashbam, I'm sorry. According to Rashi and Rashbam, they have to get a mita and a shulchan. According to Tosfos, they have to get a what?
Even on a bench.
They have to what? Even on a bench is good. Excellent. And the third shot is who? Third shot is who? Tos HaRosh, that even what? Even Anim, that the Derech is never to do a Seba, they got to do a Seba. And what's an example of two groups that their Derech is not and they actually don't have to do it? Women? And the Rav Yah, Rashbam says women, it's not the there for a Seba, Kuf Chesem and Aleph. And Rav Yah says all people, Bizman HaZeh. Men, women, and children shouldn't have to do a Seba, he holds. Now, we don't hold like that, but we do. Women rely on the Rav Yah, and that's why women don't do a Seba. So we have three answers so far. Number four, Rabbi Kivager. Number four, Rabbi Kivager gives an answer. He quotes from the Sefer Bris Sholom. Shema Chacham Reb Yaakov Zatzal. Are you familiar with the Gemara in Brachas Bezim and Beis? The first blot in Shas. Second Amud in Shas. It says an Ani goes in to eat his bread. What does Rashi describe an Ani? He has no candle for his Suda. God forbid. He has not enough money to buy a candle. Can you imagine that? So he eats dinner while it's still nighttime out. And therefore the Tana is saying here, even an Ani should be Israel, who doesn't have enough money to buy a candle, and the whole year he eats a little early dinner, on the Seder night, you better eat when it's dark. I would advise him to get a candle. Borrow money, whatever it is. That's the Chiddush. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger B'Shem, the Sefer Bris Shalom B'Shem HaChacham, Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal. The Gemara in Brachos and Beis and Beis says that the custom of an Ani during the week, throughout the year, Ariel, is to eat an early dinner. While he can eat the dinner, while he still can see. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma that you cannot compare a man that sees his food to a man that cannot see his own food. The Gemara says a blind man, Chaman al-San, doesn't enjoy eating as much as a guy that sees. Because it's a geschmack. You see the steak, you see the potatoes. Every little thing we got to thank Hashem for. You know that? I mean, when you see a steak with mashed potatoes and a salad, I mean, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about eating it. You're not thinking, oh, that looks delicious. I guess some guys, culinary-wise, some guys do. But the bottom line is that what? You have to appreciate that as well. And that Hashem gives us vision to be able to see that. Because the Gemara says, Asuma, God forbid, does not appreciate the food as much. So the general custom of a Ani, Ariel, is to eat an early dinner. I'm sorry, on the Seder night, you must wait till dark and prepare to get a candle. Okay? That's the Chiddush of Afilu. Yes, Yosef.
So that's like the second one, number of Tosa, which splits up the Mishnah differently because he's holding it's like Ashtashi.
No? Let's not wait. We're going to get to the Yesh before. No, we're going to see why not. Okay? We're going to see why not. It's a good horror. We're going to see not why not. But Lamais, I don't think you have to say that. It says, Afilu Ani should be Israel, should not eat Achi Yesef. Okay? That's the pshat, Lamais. Okay? Hey, Shmuel. Oh. So, very good. So, how many answers do we have so far? Four. Now, Binyamin, we continue in the Taisus, what Yosef said. We're in the Taisus, Shmuel, in the middle of Taisus, Dimaska, Vafil. Go ahead.
Adil El
Koi. What does the word Adil El mean?
That is said earlier.
It's going on earlier. The topic earlier in the Mishnah was what? Don't eat at 3 o'clock, yes? That's what it's going. What does the word Koi mean? What does Koi mean, guys?
Referring to.
Excellent. It's referring to earlier. Go ahead. Achetechshach. Go ahead. Wow. Here's a whole new reading in the Mishnah. Isn't it amazing? It's a whole new reading in the Mishnah. What is the whole new reading of the Mishnah? What do you think the whole reading of the Mishnah says? Guys, look back at the Mishnah. How does he read the Mishnah?
Period after Yisrael.
What would you say?
Period after.
Yeah, let's look inside the Mishnah. Arvib Sachem Somach Lemincha Lo Yochol Aram Shetashach. Period.
No.
It says Afilu Arv Sachem Somach Lemincha Lo Yochol Aram Shetashach. Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael. Period. Put the period after Shebi Yisrael. That's how you do the dikduk, Sam. According to this pshat, it is not referring to. What is the next phrase Lo Yochol Shiyesev referring to?
Regular.
A regular guy, not an Ani. And then when it goes back, lo yivchsu lo, arbakos is going back to the Ani. It's a little bit strange way to read the Mishnah. But if we were writing our own parish on the Mishnah is the Rambam wrote, but if we were writing our own parish on the Mishnah, we would put the period right there according to the Yesh B'Forshim. So if I ask you, according to the Yesh B'Forshim, does an Ani have to do a Seber or not? What do you say? No. Get it down. According to the first four Terutzim, an Ani absolutely has to do a Seber. According to the fourth Teretz, the Yesh B'Forshim, fifth Teretz, what we're saying is that he does not have to do a Seber. because the word Anishim Yisrael is going on to a guy that's starving. Now, don't tell me he's dying to death. If he's starving to death, of course, Pikuach Nefesh, you got to eat. But the guy hasn't eaten, you know, he doesn't eat, only it's here and there. I would have a Havim if he doesn't eat much. Let him eat at 3 o'clock. No, are you? Even though he doesn't eat a lot, he still cannot eat for 3 o'clock on. That's what it means. Afilu ani shebisol. Perish afilu ani shelo ochel kama yomim. Lo yochel ad shetechshach. He hasn't eaten in many days. I don't mean he's starving. They're starving in the deck. God forbid, Pikuach Nefesh, you got to give him food. he hasn't eaten a lot in many days. All of a sudden, Erev Pesach, you start giving him a lot of food. Let him, don't eat anything from 3 on until the Seder. Binyamin, you got that? Now, I want to add on to this pshat. I gave you the Rishash. The Rishash comments on this. So what was the word? What was the abbreviation that we didn't remember, Yosef and Jake? What was the abbreviation that my Gemara had? It was what? Nearly Lefarsh al Derech Zeh. The Rishash said, nearly Lefarsh al Derech Zeh, Yesh before Shem. Why don't you get it down? It says a very powerful thing. You know what he says? It says, the Rishash says, I didn't get a chance to look up the Gemara and Megillah. Did anyone get a chance to look up the Gemara and Megillah? Blinetter this afternoon. I'll look it up for tomorrow. It says on Zion and Mebeis that sometimes Anim do not appreciate what even Sviya is. They don't know what being filled up is. They mamish don't even know what it is. So I would have a Havamina that there's no Isser for an Ani at all to eat from 3 on. Because the bottom line is, he's so starved, God forbid, he'll always have an appetite, guys. He'll always have an appetite for matzah. I don't care how much the guy eats on Erev Pesach. This is what the Rishash writes. That's what I would have him mean. I would think. You understand? He's working within the Yesh Meforshim. That Ani's going on what, Binyamin? Not on Haseba, Sam. What is it going on? The din of Samach Lemincha. It's going on the din of Samach Lemincha. So why would I think an Ani could eat from 3 on? Because he doesn't, no matter, he's not used to food. So no matter how much he eats, he'll have an appetite for the matzah. Kamashim Lan, no, it's still us, sir. So the Rishash is working within that Yesh Meforshim. The question is, guys, is Achi Yesev going on what? As Afilu Ani go on Haseba? That's the first four answers. The fifth and 5a, 5b, whatever it is. The Yesh Meforshim with the Rishash are saying it's going on Layocho. And therefore, the Rishash is being Masber, why would I have a Havim and he could eat? Yes, Yosef.
Well, sorry, the Rishash doesn't make sense because the less you eat, the easier it'll be filled up because your stomach isn't used to that amount of food.
I was thinking that too, but I think he's working from an opposite perspective. I think more there is a notion, I don't understand it well enough, but there is an association of psychology, you know, the thought process with eating as well. Appetite also has to do with one's mind. So I think it's that. He's so not used to food. Don't worry about it. Even if you give him a big lunch, he'll have an appetite for matzah. So I think that's what you got to focus on. I thought of what you said, but I think if you view it from that, that's where they're coming from.
It could just be he doesn't know what it means to feel full.
Yes, that's true as well, what Shmuel's saying as well. It could be he doesn't know what it means to full. And that's why I think the Gemara Megillah and Zion and Beis. You know, the Gemara and Zion and Beis is that story with the Sholach Manos and also the Suda. You know, that's the famous Gemara with Rabban and Reb Zera shechted him. You know what I mean? The Gemara, and then he made an ace and he revived him. And then next year he invited him. He said, no thanks. He didn't want to take a chance. So you know from that Gemara, do you know Rabbeinu Ephraim says there's no mitzvah de lo yada? He says there's no, we don't paskin like that. Shulchan Aruch says there is. But there is a reason that says there's no such mitzvah. Our Rebbe, Rabban Soloveitchik, said it didn't mean he shechted him. It's v'sachte. He got so sick and drunk, he died. God forbid it could happen. So it didn't mean that he shechted him, say, okay, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, that's talking about that Gemara over there about being satiated. We'll believe that and look it up. Okay. So that is Lamaisa, the answer that we have of the Rishash. Halacha Lamaisa. I do want to tell you, though, this is a startling answer, in my opinion. Not in my opinion, but in the Agos Ben Aryeh, the Yafei 9. Because there is a medrash that says, I want you to get the pasuk. I'm not sure where the pasuk is. You guys will tell me. Yosef, you Balkoire. Vayesev Elokim Esa Adam Esa Am. Where is that pasuk? It's in this week's parsha. Yehuda also Balkayri Vayesev Elokim Esa Am. It's in Bishalach. Excellent.
Ariel.
Vayesev Elokim Esa Am. It says in Bishalach that Hashem led the nation. What does Vayesev mean? Haseva. Hashem, Mekan Amar Rabbasin, Afinu Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochav Sheyesev Shekinas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says the Chiddush is an Ani Yischai Veseba. Please get it down. The Medrash says Beferish that this is an Asmachta, that Pasuk, Vayesev Elokim. If Hashem does Haseba, every human being, whether rich or poor, has got to do Haseba too. And the Medrash is saying that even though an Ani, Lo Shaykh Etzlo Haseba Derecheris Yischai Veseba, to remember that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. To remember, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So a rich man and an Ani has to do this as well. Okay? So this is against who? The Yesh Mefarshim. Because the Yesh Mefarshim said, of the six answers that we gave, actually five, the first four say an Ani Chayav Be'aseva, and the fifth one says he's not, because he has a unique way to read the Mishnah. So let's write it on the board real quick, because we've got a lot to see. This is not the Shem. I have to remember which ones don't work. I keep keeping the ones that work. What was the first answer?
Taisus.
What was the Chiddush of Taisus?
Table in the back.
Of Taisus?
Oh, no, that's Rishpam. Sorry. Though.
What was the Chiddush of Taisus?
Even if it's on the back.
Even if it's on a safsa.
Yeah.
Right? Afilu al asafsa. What's the answer according to Rashi and Rashbam? The Chiddush of the Ani?
You have to buy one.
You have to buy one. Lasig. Lasig is to get. A mita. The Shulchan. And we built up the importance of a Shulchan. Nice. The Ramah quotes from Ma'aruli have that nice China. Nice Shulchan. What's number three? Tais HaRash, no?
Yeah.
What did Tais HaRash say? It's not the Derech. Ain Derech. La'ani. And we supported that by saying what? Nashim and Bizman Azeh. Excellent. What's the fourth Teretz? Rabbi Kivager, Bishim the same. Saying the Sefer Bris Shalom, Hashem Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal. B'chochem Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal. What did he say? Ani ein lo ner. Megabe ner. He's got to get a candle. All these four terutzim assume an Ani is chayev ve'aseba. And then number five, the Yesh Mefarshim of Taisus, Shal Taisus, and the Rishash that say what? That an Ani lo yochol samach v'mincha. Why? Says the Rishash, I think he could, because lo yodea mazeh svir. As Shmuel said, and Yoy said, lo yodea mazeh svir from the Gemara and the Megillah. And therefore, I would think it's okay, because he'll still have an appetite, no matter how much he eats. This is assuming, Ani, Eino, Chayev, Behaseba. And this is Neged, Medrash, that says what? That an Ani is Chayev, Behaseba, from Hashem, what he did. Vayesev, Elokim, Isa'am. Neged, Medrash, Ani, Chayev, Behaseba. From the pasuk in this week's parsha. Excellent, Yehuda. You have a whole shtickle terror for the parsha. So you have a drasha for the shul. Okay, that's the chiddush. Okay, that's the first mahalach I wanted you guys to get. Everyone got this clear? Clear as glass, guys. Okay, let's get it. It's unbelievable, the chiddush. Now, I just wanted to point out there's four columns in the notes here in the Tais HaRash. And he just points out, very interesting from Rav Zhulti, this notion, guys, I want you to know it, from Rav Zhulti, the great Goyin, Or HaChaim Siman Zayin, this notion to support an Ani to do mitzvahs, that is not a chiyuv of tzedakah. Please get it. To make sure an Ani does mitzvahs, that's not tzedakah. That's not midin tzedakah. That might be done, halacha, it might be a concept of day machshirolo. It might be a halacha, might be a different halacha. Might be a different halacha, your mechuyiv in mitzvahs, from day machzor asher yechzolo. You have to give him the expenses of the mitzvah, might be not the din of regular tzedakah, to give an ani to mekayim the mitzvah. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says in Ksubis, it says you have to make sure you get him a wife to marry. Lo zu isha. Ezra lo nezer kenegdo. Why do you need a special pasuk to make sure an ani gets married? Should be included in day machzor lo. So he wants to say, no. Rav Zhulti says, you see from here, it's not part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because Lamaisu mikan ain michla mitzvah day machzor. You need a special pasuk to say you should get a woman for him to marry. So that's what Rav Zhulti writes. I want you to get that down. Your requirement to make sure an ani does mitzvahs does not come from tzedakah. Otherwise, why does the Gemara need to dig up a special pasuk in Ksubis that you have to make sure you find a woman for him to marry? Okay, Gemara in Ksubis, Samach Zayinam at base. Please get it. Samach Zayinam at base. Very important. I want you to get that from Rav Zhulti. And the notes here in the bottom, who wrote the notes here? Rav Avram ben Rav Zvulun Shoshana, a great goyim. He wrote the notes in the Taisa Rosh, and he claims that it's not a riot, because the mitzvah of marriage is not considered to be mamon. So maybe that's why you have to dig up a special pasuk. Mitzvah nisun is not krucha klal b'mamon. You can mekadesh a woman with her pruta, with shtar, or bia. You don't have to have all these expenses. Lamaisa. So even these expenses in the marriage, you're mechuyev to give him. So I want you to get that. You have to give it to him, but the question is, where does the chiyuv come from? Rav Zhulti says it doesn't come from staka. Doesn't come from staka. You know what it comes from? Arvis. There's a responsibility of every Jew for everyone else. So I want you to get that down. Two possibilities why you have to make sure an ani does mitzvahs. Is that because of kol yisrael or raving zebezeh? Or is that because of a chiyuv of tzedakah? I want you just to get that down. It's a whole mahalach why you're chiyuv to make sure anim have the ability to do mitzvahs. Where does that flow from? Does it flow from kol yisrael or raven zebezeh? Or does it flow from a chiyuv of tzedakah? I want you to know those two different approaches, just what the din is to make sure that he has to do mitzvahs. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
Does that mean that something like giving money to Tom Kishab is not considered tzedakah?
Definitely is tzedakah. That definitely is tzedakah.
But how?
I'm saying
we're just fulfilling them, we're just allowing them to fulfill a mitzvah.
It is. Is that called tzedakah, you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying like when I give.
When money, you're giving them money, then. But let's say you give them food directly. You mean if you give food directly?
So, both. Let's say one is one.
I hear what you're saying. It's definitely a mitzvah what you're doing, but maybe it's based on Kol Yisrael Raven Zebezeh.
Okay.
You're right. Might not be tzedakah
according to Rav Zhulti. Part of Meiser?
If it's not, it's a good nafkamina. If it's not tzedakah, then no. Okay. You're right. You're absolutely right. You see, Ariel's saying really good. Meiser Ksofim is a chelik of tzedakah. Well said. Excellent. You're saying very good. Generally, people call it tzedakah. I just want you to
say a lot of people do consider their Meiser.
Yes, yes, yes. But I want you to just know the lumdis. There's a different approach. Rav Zhulti says it's not based on tzedakah. Based on Kol Yisrael Ramzeves, it's Kol Yisrael Raven Zebezeh. Okay? Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Yosef?
Can you explain the din of what does that mean, Day Machs?
Day Machsrulo is a pasuk regarding tzedakah. That's in the Gemara in Ksubis on Samach Zayin. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It says you have to give an ani what he's used to. Like if he was a billionaire, you have to get him a chauffeur. He had a chauffeur every day of his life. He went bankrupt. He has nothing now, God forbid. You have to get him a chauffeur. Now everyone's going to say, oh, you idiot. Yes, because that's what he's used to. You have to give him what he's lacking. That's a din in tzedakah. Okay?
The riot from
the wife. Yeah, Ksubis and Daf Samach Zayin is a riot that it's not from tzedakah, because the Gemara digs up a pasuk that you need a pasuk, Lamaisa, about to give the ani a woman. You have to give the ani to marry a woman. So why do you need to dig up a pasuk that you have to marry a woman? That he had to give him a woman to marry? Isn't that part of Day Machzoro? So you see, not that way. You see that supporting an ani to do mitzvahs, including getting married, does not flow from tzedakah. Does not flow from tzedakah. That's what he wants to say, Rav Zhulti. However, Lamaisa, the notes here, Rav Ginsburg. Rav Ginsburg wants to say it's not a riot, because he says the mitzvah of nisuin is not really mamon. He says you can marry a woman with a pruta, a bishtar, or a bibia, We're talking about there in the dunya, giving her a suda, you know, all the things of the chasana. That's bichlal his sarachov. That's bichlal his sarachov. So he wants to say you could reject the raya. Okay, whatever it is, I want you to know the two approaches why you're mechuyev to support an ani in mitzvahs. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Sam, because we got to move on to the next tesis. Go ahead. You sure you got it? Okay, good. Let's go to, you sure? You can ask real quick. Okay. Second, if you remember, you ask me afterwards, okay? Let's go to the second Taisus Binyamin. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Lo Yitzchu Lo, guys. Look inside. Okay, go ahead. What do you mean, Garas Lo Yitzchu? Without the Vav. In my Mishnah, do you have the Lo Yitzchu? I have a low. I have a vav. What does Tosa say? What does Tosa say? Lo yitzchulo. So the Rashbam says it's referring to what? The Gabbai Tzedakah. How much does the Gabbai Tzedakah have to give, Aryeh? So you take out the letter vav. Why you take out the letter vav? You tell me. Aryeh, why take out the letter vav? Because what does vav connote? Vav connotes a continuation. What was the topic right before Velo Yifshulo? Who's it talking about? It's talking about the Ani. If you're talking about a new antecedent, I think that's the word. If you're talking about a new topic, we don't have to be as fancy as that, but if the new topic of Yifshulo is who has to make sure that you give the right amount? The Gabbai stuck. It's a new topic. Get rid of the Vav. Vav connotes a continuation of the first topic, the topic right before. So if it's referring to a Gabbai stuck, which the Rashbam says it is, then get rid of what? Get rid of the letter Vav. Okay, good. I want you to, did you notice, did you look in the Bach? What is the Bach saying there in Dalet? Read the Bach there. Go ahead. You got it there? Binyamin, read the Bach there. No style. Guys, look inside. Dimaskal Yivsku, Perish Rashbam, Vachuli, Vigaris, Nir, Beinai, Perish, Hashta. Al Atzmo. What's Al Atzmo? It's referring to the Ani himself. Go ahead. That he shouldn't need Al Chetechshach. And that he should do a Seba. Va'Seifa. Oh, and the Seifa is going Al Bak Agabai Tzedakah Lo Yifshulu. Go ahead. Yeah, don't chorus it with a Vav. Ella. Beautiful. The Lavav without a Vav. Do it without a Vav. Excellent. Very good. Okay, so we got that? Clear, Ariel? Don't have the letter Vav because it will be a continuation of the same topic. It's not the same topic. The first was Ani, and then what? And then the Gabbai Tzedakah. However, please get down. Rabbi Lazar Meir Horovitz, he does have the gears of a low Yifsechu. And what does he say it's referring to? The Ani. You could keep the Vav in there. And what is it referring to? Who the Gabbai Tzedakah is taking care of. And who's he taking care of? The Ani. So it's considered to be a continuation of the previous topic, which was an Ani. Okay. That's the way the Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz says you could keep the what? You could keep the Girsa. And that's what he says here. I want you to make sure you get that. Okay, good. Fine. Go ahead. The Chain what? Go ahead, let's go, Binyamin. The chain what?
The chain nira.
What it seems that I can bring a raya that's talking about the what? Can quote a raya that's talking about a guy by tzedakah. Go ahead. Loshin what?
Loshin yachid.
Don't, because it didn't teach lo yifchos loshin yachid. Yes? What does loshin yachid mean? Singular. That means it would be referring to an ani. Since it says Lashon Rabbim, it's referring to a new topic. Who's that new topic? The union of Gabbai Tzedakah is. That's a Rabbin. Beautiful. So he's saying we're talking about a new topic, the responsibility of Gabbai Tzedakah. Go ahead. And don't say what? Koi. And don't tell me it's going on what? On Arba Kosos, and that would mean that Ani has to make sure he has a four cups, an inanimate object, four cups. Go ahead. Are you with me? Why? Whenever you say Valeik Elamer, what letter do you have to look for?
Dalet.
Excellent. What is the letter? Go ahead. There it is again. It's almost always foolproof. Valeik Elamer, why is their proposal bad? Go ahead. Valeik Elamer, go ahead. Below what? What does it say in the Mishnah? Well, you have sklu me arbakosos. Don't subtract less than arbakosos. If the topic is the arbakosos themselves, then you wouldn't say men. Just say, well, you have sklu arbakosos. Don't give them less. Don't give them less arbakosos. Right? Why would you write it below men? Why would you write it without a men? The gabai tzedakah should not what subtract. You know, it doesn't have hands. The cups don't have hands. And we don't say, we're talking to the four cups. Four cups, don't subtract yourself. Don't give less than one. You know, it would be ridiculous. If the topic is arbakosos, it wouldn't say, don't subtract from yourself. Like they have feelings. The cups have feelings and they have thoughts. And they can what? They can subtract and take their arm and say, I'm not going to take a cup out. When you say may arbakos, you're talking to your human being. Don't give what? Less than four cups. So that's a riot that we're not talking to arbakos. We're not talking about arbakosos. We're not talking about the ani. Who are we talking about? The gabai tzedakah. Exactly. Tosus shoots down the two other possibilities. It's got to be gabai tzedakah. Now who kept ani? Rabbi Loza Meir what? Meir Loza Horovitz. Excellent. Excellent, guys. Who else kept ani? You guys remember from Seder? Taisa Rosh Vashim Reb Chiyomi Paris. That Loyufsu is talking about the Ani. That the Ani shouldn't be given less than four cups. Even if he only has two suttas a day. He only has enough in his pantry for two suttas. I don't care. He's got to sell stuff in order to get four kosos. Tosas doesn't like that shot. Why doesn't Tosas like that shot? Because it should have said what? It should have said may arbakosos. You see, Tosos is docha de pshat of arbakosos, is docha de pshat of the ani lomaisa, because it should have really said what without the mem. Okay? But the bottom line is that what? That same rejection that Tosos uses, that it's not referring to arbakosos, in the Taisa Rosh, he rejects it too as well. You saw that in the Taisa Rosh. He rejected that as well. Halacha lomaisa. He rejected that as well in the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh rejected it. Lamaisa, remember he said? Where the Taisa Rosh used a Lashon. Taisa Rosh is referring to the Ani. Even if he has Muslim state suitors. Okay? Taisa is Doicha, the case that's referring to Arbakosos. But he said, Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris says referring to the Ani. And he should buy the Arbakosos. Should buy the arbakosos with it, okay? I don't know. He wants to say to Dvar Yaakov that could be rejected from the mem too as well. Because if it's referring to the ani, then what's the din? If it's referring to the ani, what's halacha? The halacha is what? What's halacha if it's referring to the ani? What's the din if it's referring to the ani? You shouldn't do less than what? What shouldn't you do less than? You should do less than what? Less than arbakosos. Why do you have to say less than arbakosos? The ani has to have arbakosos. I guess mem only makes sense if you're the distributor to the ani. If you're the distributor to the ani, then it makes sense to have the mem. But if it's the ani or the arbakos itself, the mem is inappropriate. That's how the Dvar Yaakov wants to say as well. Okay. Even though in the Taisa Rosh, he didn't mention that Tosis had rejected that shot, halacha lemaisa. He didn't mention that. Okay, he only rejected the shot that he didn't mention. That was Tosis kasha on arbakosos. There's a fur to arbakosos. Okay, finish up the Tosis. Go ahead, Binyamin. What does it mean, even from the soup kitchen? Go ahead. Milakabel? Even if you're getting the soup kitchen two meals, meaning that even if you only have Muslim shtei sudos, if you have Muslim shtei sudos, are you allowed to take from the soup kitchen? No. Yes or no? No, you're not. But even if you what are not allowed to take this from the soup kitchen, from the pantry food, you are what? You are able to what? You are able to get from the soup kitchen what? Arbakosos. You are able to get arbakosos. Okay? Now get this down in your notes. Who is that referring to? Who is that referring to when it says afilu min atamchui? Let's get this down. Who is that referring to when it's talking in even min atamchui? What do you say, Ariel? Who is this referring to when it says even from the tamchui? The Marashal says it's talking about the ani. It's talking about the ani. And the Marashal has been saying the Mordechai and also Tosafot have been a parrots. It's talking about the gaboyim. That even if the ani has two suitors and he doesn't have wine for arbakosos, you still give it to him. So I want you to get that down. It's a machlokes the Marashal and the Marashal. What is the end of the Mishnah referring to when it says mina tamchui? Is Tosafot saying it's referring to the ani himself, or is it referring to the gaboyim? Okay, the Marashah says, I'll be that Mordechai, Mishnah Peya Peraches Mishnah Zion, that if you have two suitors, you can't take food. Arbakosis, you can. Okay, who is that against? It's against the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that what? An ani that doesn't have Muslim Shtei Sudos, and he's Mekabel money, right? From Muslim, from the Tamchui, that's when the Gaboyim give him. Yes? Remember, he said only an ani that doesn't have Muslim Shtei Sudos. What did the Rashbam say? Please get that down, Binyamin. Only an ani that doesn't have Muslim Shtei Sudos from the Tamchui gets wine. And if they don't give him wine, he's chayav to sell his clothes or borrow money, bishvil the wine for arbakosos. So I want you to get that down. If I ask you, if a guy's getting food for arba for Shtei Sudos from the soup kitchen, does he get wine or not? What does Tosa say? Yes. What does Rashbam say? No. Only if he's getting less than that. We're talking about ani that doesn't have Muslim for Shtei Sudos. He has to get money from the pantry, then he also gets wine. But if he has money for Shtei Sudos, he doesn't get any wine. Did everyone notice that? I almost missed that. It's a machloikis Rashbam against the Tosis here on the bottom. And then there's a detailed machloikis. That phrase, we're doing a lot of the pshat today in the Mishnah. When it says minatam chui, is it referring to who? The guy that stuck it like the marot, marshal? Or is it referring to the ani like the what? Marshal. And the chiddush is, even if you have Muslim shtei sudos in your pantry, you could still get wine. You could still get wine from who? From the pantry. And Rashbam says, no way. If you have Muslim shtei sudos, you can't get wine. The only time you get wine is if you don't have Muslim shtei sudos. They're giving you the food and the wine. So that's the chiddush you want to bring out here. Okay, yes, Yosef.
I didn't really understand so he was referring to the ani that has two?
Yes, he's referring to an ani that even has two. That's what it means. Vada kamra mina tamchui, even if he has Muslim Shtei Sudos in his pantry and he's not allowed to take from the soup kitchen, lo yimna milakabel, he still can get wine, kede lakayim arbakosos. Even if he has Muslim Shtei Sudos, he can get what?
Minatamchui, I thought
Minatamchui
is like a pantry for people who don't have two meals. No,
that's the Chiddush Tosis. That's exactly what he's saying. Right. He's saying even Minatamchui, even if he has Muslim Shtei Sudos, and he doesn't have to get from the Tamchui, he not only doesn't have to get, he can't get from the Tamchui, he still what lo yimna milakabel from the Tamchui kedei lakayim arbakosos. That's good for the Chiddush.
How does that mean, afilu Minatamchui mean that he's able to have two meals?
Even if he what has enough food and he doesn't need to go to the Tamchui.
Okay.
That's the way you got to read it in. You're making a great hara. Even if he has enough food that he doesn't have to go to the Tamchui, he still what can get the money for what? Arbakosos. That's what it means. You're right. It's not the simplest reading. It's much smoother according to Rashbam. It's a great hara. You follow that, Sam? The Rashbam is saying, afilu min atamchui means you don't even have enough money for Muslim Shtei Sudos, you have to go to the Tamchui. That's when you get wine. Tosa's saying, no, you don't need to go for the Tamchui. You don't need to go for the Tamchui for food, but you can go for the wine. That's what it means, afilu min atamchui. Even in a situation where you don't need the food from the Tamchui. That's a very big machloikas you can miss. Please get that down.
Rashbam says both. Tosa just says.
No, Rashbam says. Yes, that you can only get wine if what? You tell me. You can only get wine from the soup kitchen if you don't have what? You don't have enough money to get even two sudas. So that means you're getting your food from the soup kitchen, and then you can also get the wine from the soup kitchen. But if you have enough money for the two sudas, you cannot get wine from the soup kitchen. You're going to have to deal with it on your own.
And Tosa says, even if you do have two sudas...
Excellent. Even if you have enough money for the two sudas, you still can get wine from the soup kitchen. Correct. Get it down. Excellent, Sam. Well said. And you can miss this machlokes. I almost missed it myself. Okay, to tell you the truth. He just, you follow me how he just puts it in there like that?
But then when does he hold that the line's drawn from the... I mean, according to the...
They'll have to investigate his finances. Let's say he exactly has
2.0. Right.
Then they'll give it to him. Let's say if he's got $8,000, or forget about it. Okay, they'll investigate it. But let's talk about Shmuel if it's exactly 2.0. That's a Mishnah in, you have to know that, that's a Mishnah in Peah. What do we say it was? Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. That's what they always say that, you know, that if you have 200 zoos in your bank account, you cannot collect tzedakah because you're not an ani. If you have 200 zoos, I think the Mishnah says, and it's also called Muzon Shtei Sudas. You're not allowed, you're not labeled as an ani. There's also a Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, there in Peah, that says if you're a billionaire, and let's say you're in the Sahara Desert, are you considered to be a wealthy man or an ani? And you have nothing on you. What does the Mishnah say? Let's say you're a billionaire. You have nothing on you. You have no smartphone. You have nothing. You're walking in the Sahara Desert. Are you a wealthy man or an ani? Ani. If you don't have it on you, and you can't get access to it, you're an ani. Beferish in the Mishnah. Okay? Excellent, guys. Let's finish up the Tosfos Binyamin. You're doing a great job. Finish up the last line there. Please get it. Go ahead.
The Arba Tosfos, Perash,
Rashba, Negev, Arba, Lishonos,
Ruba.
Lishonay. Lishonay. Lichain. So let's get this down. The Rashbam, did you guys notice the Rashbam says that there are four Lashonos of Geula? Yes? Rashi said the same thing. Yes? Is that correct?
Yes.
But I have to add something on. Let's get this, because then we got to get to the next Tosis. Okay, I want to add this on. Let's make sure we get it clear. Rashi quoted in the order of the Psukim along with the Mordechai, which is what? Votseiti Eschem. V'itzalti eschem, v'galti eschem, v'lakachti eschem. In Parshas Vayera, Va'era. Rashi quotes the order. The Rashbam is a Pella. The Rashbam changes the order. He writes v'itzalti at the end. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You guys noticed it? Excellent. I'm proud of you guys. I didn't notice it at first. Okay? You look in the Rashbam, when he quotes Arba Lashoni Gula, he flips the order. Yes, he puts Vitzalti at the end. That's one Ha'ara. Please get that down in your notes. Number one. Number two. Later on Kuf Chesem and Aleph, Dibramasko Arba, Rashi writes, can they get the three cups? Where Parsh is that? Vayeshev? Three times cups are mentioned. Kos Paro Biyadi. There are three times the word cup. Are you familiar with that Pasuk? Look at Kuf Ches, there's a Pasuk in Vayeshev that says the word kos three times. You guys remember the Pasuk? The fourth cup is Keneged Birkas HaMazon. Yes? Why does Rashi change his pshat from what he said here? Here he says, Loshen Geula. You guys see Kuf Ches Amin Aleph? Take a look at Kuf Ches Amin Aleph. Rashi says there. Very interesting. The very last Rashi. Kuf Ches Amin Aleph. Rashi, not the Rashi. Arba kos Shlosha Keneged Shlosha Kos. It's number of the Pasuk Zeh. Kos Paro Biyadi, Vigomer. Where is that Pasuk? I think it's in Vayeshev. What'd you say?
Mem Yud Aleph.
You want to read the Pasuk? Do you have it there? Mem Yud Aleph. Revi Virkas Amazon. Does anyone have the Pasuk? Do you have it in the computer? Mem Yud Aleph?
Yeah, I'm
pulling
it up.
Okay, go ahead. Let's continue on this, please. Let's get it. That's the second Ha'ara. Please get all these Nakudas. Ari, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Rashbam changes the order. Number two, Rashi later on quotes this Pasuk. Why does Rashi change? I don't know why.
I have
Go ahead. I thought it's not in one pasuk.
One pasuk, sorry.
Go ahead.
Because paro yadi one by kavda anavim v'shchatatam el kos paro two v'ten es hakos el kaparo.
Excellent. Pirik. How'd you know that, Yosef? It says in Pirik Mem what?
No, it says on my hagod.
On your hagod, okay. Pirik Mem, what pasuk?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good, Yosef and Yehuda. Excellent. Okay.
That's three. No, what's the fourth?
Two nakudas we had. First nakudas, why does Rashbam flip the order? Number two is, why does Rashi Kuf Chesamah quote a new pasuk? Number three, the Yushalmi's Lashon is connected to four geulas. That's the Lashon to Yushalmi. But the Levush has a different shot. The Chachamim Misakin four kosas, Zechel Arba geulos. There are four geulas that we're going to have. There are four exiles. Galus Mitzrayim, Galus Paras, Umadai, right? Galus Yavon, and Galus Edom. There's going to be four geulas. This is the Levush, Simen Tafayim Beis Sifkon Ches. There are four geulas, Zechel Arba Kozer, or Zechel Arba Geulas, Arba Lashona Shagula. Next, let's get this down. Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnayos, O Zion, says the Arba Lashona Segula are hinting to four chasadim that Hashem did for us. Four kindnesses. Gulas HaGuf, redemption of the physical body. Gulas HaMamon, redemption of money. Gulas HaKavod, redemption of honor. And number four, Gulas HaNefesh, redemption of the soul. So let's get all those nekudos. But I have to add on this. Why are we so interested in four cups of drinking? Why don't we add on four breads? Not breads, matzahs. Why don't we do eating four breads? Why do you have to have lashonos of drinking? Or connected lashonos of geula? Dafka shtiyas of arba kosos. Why don't they say eating four lechomim? There are four times you have to eat the matzah. Why not that? So the Mordechai quotes Yesh Meforshim Yushalmi. Listen to this. It's connected, the four cups are connected to salvation. Yeshua mentioned in the Psukim in Tehillim. I think it was Tehillim, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sam? Menas Chelki Vekosi. Where is that? Tet Zion? Tehillim. It's Kapitel Tet Zion. Is it? No. Menas Chelki Vekosi is Tet Zion, no?
Yeah.
Kosi Revaya is Chav Gimel. Kos Yeshua Esa is kuf tet zayin.
Yeah.
So 1 + 1 + 2 Yeshuos are the four salvations. Okay, and the reason why the chumrah masakin to drink wine because you fulfill simchas yontif. The Rashbam and Tais say kuf chesam at base. The Chasam Sofer adds on that the chachamim were not masakin achila or shtia, but they're connected. They were masakin four praises. And shvach is always, shevach is always on what? Wine. Where's the marker in Shas for that? Ein shira el al yayin. Did anyone learn brachas? Lamed heim et aleph. So the din of arba kos is the din in shtia, which we're going to get to, God willing, with the next tosis. Okay? But the last, what'd you say? Yeah, in other words, why did Davka Misakin drinking and not eating? Because drinking is wine, is a mitzvah. But also, whenever you want to praise Hashem, there are four praises. There are Misakin four praises. Praises are always on yayin, not on eating. Ein shirel al yayin. So you see that the drinking is of the utmost importance. The Ran also adds on to the beginning that there are four kosas. We'll go over all this to make sure we get it. The Ran writes that we're Misakin all four kosas connected to four kosas of poison. Tar'ela. That Hashem in the future will give the enemies of the Jewish people. The four cups of poison. And we, and Sam and I looked it up this morning. Shafoch Chamascha Al HaGoyim or El HaGoyim? Which one is it, guys? Al is in Yirmiyahu. El is in Tehillim. Where was it in Yirmiyahu? You guys remember? Binyamin asked my Gemara, you remember where it was, Sam? Where was it in your meow? In Tehillim, where is it? Tehillim, it's El Hagoyim. In Tehillim, it's El Hagoyim. Okay? It's the exact same phrase. I couldn't believe it. Yirmiyahu and Tehillim. In Yirmiyahu, it says, Shvoch HaMasa Al HaGoyim, Shir L'Yaducha. Perek Yud, Pasuk Hafein, Yirmiyahu. Excellent, Sam. Where's the one in Tehillim? Shvoch HaMasa El HaGoyim is where? You remember which capital that was? I don't remember which capital that was. So we say the one in Yirmiyahu. But it was the 4 points. So let's go over all this about four. Four is not a magic number like baseball, guys. That's why I want to figure out what the four is. Tosfos concludes, as Binyamin read so nicely from the Rashbam, it's connected to four Lashon Gula. So we had two horrors. Number one, the Rashbam flips the order. We don't have an answer. Number two, Rashi later on quotes you the Pesukim Vayeshev. The cup says three times, and the fourth one is connected because of Mazel. Why does Rashi change? The Lashon Yerushalmi is connected to Arba Gulas like the Miri says. The Levush says it's connected, the four coasts connected to Arba Gulas and the four Lashonos of Geula. The four gulas, we said what they were, right? Mitzrayim, Paras Umadai, Yavon, and Edom. First Yisrael said, it's connected to four chasarim, gulas aguf, gulas mama, gulas akava, gulas anefesh. The Mordechai said, why shtiyah, not eating? So he said, because it's connected to kosis, is with Yeshua, Menas Chalki, the kosi, kosi Yervaya, kosi Yeshua, says four. Why dafka drinking? Because you mekayim the mitzvah simchas yontif, the chasam services based on Rashbam and Taisus. And also, Chassam Sofer says, if it's Shevach, which it is, Shevach is always on wine. So you see, it's a din in Shtiyah. And lastly, the Ran said it connected to four poisons. Where was the capital? Shvoch? Oh, it didn't say Tehillim?
I could check.
Yeah, if you could check, Lebais, I think it was it Ayin Beis? I don't remember. It says, Shvoch HaMasa Ela Goyim. So when you say that at the Seder, you should tell your family, you know, this is said twice in Tanakh, but we're quoting the one from Yirmiyahu. It says, pour the wrath of Hashem, pour the wrath of Hashem on the goyim that don't know you. Not all goyim, the goyim that deny you. That's one of the reasons I suggested, I want you to get this down in your notes, why you're not supposed to have a goy at your Seder. Three reasons I want to say why you shouldn't have a goy at your Seder. Number one, a goy is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Number two, you're not allowed to have a goy ever at your house for Yontif, because you might cook for him, a separate dish. You're not allowed to cook for goyim. You could cook only for Yidim. You're allowed to have a goy over for Shabbos because you can't cook at all on Shabbos, right? But I know that you can cook, but you can only cook for Yidim, not for a goy. And what's the third reason? The third reason I wanted to say is what are you going to say at the Seder in front of them? Hashem's report of the wrath on all the goy. He's sitting there, he's a goy. Now you could get out of that by saying, but he knows Hashem, this guy. It only says on the goyim that don't know. That's what they say from Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. You should not have a goy at your Seder. But it's any yontif you're never supposed to invite a goy. For Shabbos, you can have a goy, but not on a yontif. And on the Seder is an added problem. We're saying three reasons why you can't have a goy.
I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it? Okay, I found it this morning. What'd you say?
On Shabbos,
you can invite a goy. Because you can't cook on Shabbos anyway. It's not a problem. Let's say guys, he or she's trying to convert, so they have them over at the Shabbos table. But I know if you're not allowed to have a goy. Yes, go ahead, Ariel.
My friend's dad is a goy. Is he allowed to?
Really?
Yeah.
You can't have him over for the Seder for a yontif meal. Only for Shabbos.
What about him? Is he allowed to have his own dad over at his meal?
I don't know. Okay. It's a hard question. Let's talk about it in Seder one day. Maybe for Shalom. You're saying for Shalom, you mean? I don't know. Let's talk about it more. Mikra did not. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
Is this an Isser or a recommendation?
It's an Isser. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Mezamnim. It's an Isser. Yes. I remember as a young boy, I remember for the Seder once, I was just learning the halachas. What can I, you know, you, sometimes when you're not in strong control, your parents' house. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Ein Mezamnim, both said they come over anyway.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, if they force, you can't throw them out of house. Yeah. Okay. All right, very good. Let's now start the next Taisus, guys, okay? So let's get this. I'm proud of everyone. Let's go. We got to start the next Taisus. We won't have time. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay, there's a lot of alumnus we got to see with this. Go ahead. Let's go. It says there in the Tehillim there, my back of my Gemara, the Oz V'Hadar, it said where the Tehillim was. You don't have it there, Yehuda? Tehillim Shvocha Mascha? It says in there. You bring my, says it there. Bring my, real quick. It says it there. I'm sorry to bother you, Binyamin. Okay? It's good exercise, right? Okay? Here, it says here in the Ron. It was amazing to me because I couldn't believe it was in the same phrase. The only difference is El or Al. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, Ayin Tes Vav. Ayin Tes Vav in Tehillim. It says El HaGoyim. Can you believe that? El HaGoyim. Shvo Chamascha El HaGoyim. Kapitel Ayin Tes Posik Vav. Thank you. Okay, let's start the next Tysis. Go ahead. Lo Yivshu Lo. Thank you, Binom. Go ahead. Yes. Lo Yivshu Lo. Guys, let's look at this side. The next Tysis is now Lo Yivshu Lo. A lot of times, in the, if there's the same Dira Maska on the daf, I always write Rishon brackets or Shani. That's the way they, the Gedol Achronim write it. Go ahead. This Tysis, I'm telling you, Lahavdal Elf of Dal, it's like a million separations. I said to one of the guys in Seder, I don't know, I once saw this commercial many, many years ago. I think we were visiting my mother-in-law. Do you guys, are you familiar with the quarterback Brett Favre?
Yeah.
So this is a million separations, but he was going back and forth as whether he was going to retire or not. He'd retire, come back. So they had a commercial where he was at this place buying a TV, and he's going back and forth. So the salesman says to him, you know, he tried to like insult him and say, see, so he turns to him and says, are you saying something? Are you saying that I can't make, you know, he got all insulted like. So Lahavdal, you know, he thought the salesman was trying to make fun of him, that he can't make a decision on anything, you know what I mean? He can't make a decision retiring, can't make a decision to buy this computer or whatever he's trying to buy. So he got all, you know, he was fake, he got all insulted. So a million separations. This Tysus literally will count it as we go. Tomorrow we'll count it. He goes back and forth maybe 5-6 times whether everyone at the house needs a kos or is it just the Baal Bus. I don't recall Tysus like this. Mom is 5-6 times. He says, go this way, then this way, no, this way, then this way. Go ahead, Binyam. Go ahead. Below what? Yes. Lebanov, Lebanay. Kiim. There it is. It's Mashmal or Yivshu Lo. You give the Baal HaBas. I don't have to supply his whole family with a cup of wine. He says Mashmal Ksas. Because I think he's gonna go ahead. Why? Who what? Excellent. He's Motzi Es Kulam. Excellent. He's Moses with his. Go ahead. And it's a Svara. What's a Svara? It's a good Svara. Go ahead. Yeah, he compares the halacha of Kiddush throughout the whole year that everyone does not have a cup in front of them, and the Baal HaBayis is Motzi everyone to what? Arba Kosos. It's a beautiful comparison, no? So Tosa starts off saying one cup is enough for everyone. Go ahead, Umiyu. What does Umiyu mean? However, and however, go ahead. It's not true. Every member did have a kos. Bless you, Jake. Every member does have a kos. Go ahead. Maybe only in the Kiddush you're Motzi people with the words, but everyone's got a drink. See how he's hedging? He says Umiyu. He's going back on it. Go ahead. Kinamashma lekaman. Go ahead. Yeah, read it again. Kinamashma. Ravashi was saying Kiddush for everyone, and he turns around when he finishes Kiddush. Chazi he sees. Didn't turn around, but Chazi he sees. That he bends his neck and he drinks. So you see from that Gemara, it implies that everyone had their own what? Personal cup. So you see that what? That was talking about Kiddush. So who did not be far bakosos? You see how he's going back and forth? He's mistopic. Now I gave you the rush. What does the rush conclude there in Simin Chaf Aleph Natan? What does the rush conclude in Simin Chaf Aleph Natan? Natan, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What do you say? What is the Rush's conclusion in Simcha Falef?
Well,
Each individual needs to have a kos. Excellent. He says that's the minhag Yisrael. Everyone should have a kos. Okay, but Tais is going back and forth. The Rosh says explicitly simcha aval. Excellent, Natan. Now he's going to go back the other way. Go ahead, aval.
Aval.
Perek
kol ma'arvin.
But in Perek b'chol ma'arvin, it says in Erevin. Go ahead. What's Gabi Zman mean? What does the word Zman mean? You got to know this. What does the word Zman mean? It means time, but what does Zman mean in Shas? Shechianu, because it's a brach on time. It says Gabi Zman, go ahead, on Rosh Hashanah. Not everyone had a cup. Not everyone had a cup. He was sitting there, Rav Chista, with his home. And they brought him a kos of wine, and he was Makadish. Mashal only brought it for the Rechista. So now he goes back to what he said in the beginning. Maybe only the Baal Bas needs it. Okay? Real quick, V'od, and then we got to have Mincha. We'll close with this. Go ahead, V'od. Two other Gemaras, two other Nakudas he's going to prove. Real quick, read it quickly. Go ahead, V'od. Because we'll pick it up from the Miu tomorrow. Go ahead, V'od. The Amr B'Gemara. I have the Amr. You have the Amrinan?
I have the Amrinan.
Go ahead. Okay, good. Oh, it says that what? The Gemara later on says you feed your kids, even if they don't drink themselves. Hishke mehen labanu lemeso yotza. Even if he doesn't drink it himself. The who what?
The
kas, as long as the Makadosh drinks rose kos. Mashma? Bishmiya. The family's only yotza with shmiya. But who has to drink most of it? The Baal Bas, that's all. They don't need their own kos. Go ahead, Daha. Since he drank Rov Kos and they didn't drink Rov Kos, they're Yotza with Shmi alone. Because they didn't drink Rov Kos. The only one who drank the Rov Kos is the Baal Bas. And that's the one who's important there. Go ahead.
The
Mashma what? Lash Kosum, you get a pressure from the Gemara. That's only a once in a while thing that everyone drinks. It's only once in a while that everyone drinks. It's only once in a while. But in general, who's the only one who drinks?
The Baal
Bas. And even when they do drink, they don't drink Rov Kos. Who drinks Rov Kos? Only the Baal Bas. So he, at this point in Toises, you start off saying what? Ariel, only the Baal Bas. Then what? Then he starts. Then he says, "Miu, everyone should do it like what? Everyone should have a kos in front of them, like the Gemara later on." Then he backs out of it with the Shechianu and the Bnei Beso, and there's a one-time occasion. Seems like the Baal Bas. So he's already hedged, going one way, the other way, and then back to the original. So we'll pick it up tomorrow, Bez Hashem, with the Miu. Let's stop here. What a wonderful day, and we have a lot of alumnus we got to do. Okay, have a good day, Natan and Bench. Okay, we have a minhag Stav Mincha.
Okay.
Gochem means he bent his head down to drink. The older man.
All right. Zaken,
thank you very much.
So that proves that it's down.